Blog Talk Radio.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but...
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong, I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got. Like something's about to happen, but I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if he is bananas, as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You were just one facade.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap, box, slap, box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat knock from that rat profit. Made a living in a killing office. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC still as honest. But as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic.
Kill them all with
this liggity, gibbity, hibbity, hip hop. You don't really want to get into a pissing match with this rapity rap pack and a Mac in the back of the yak backpack. Rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty, yak, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that, I'll still be able to break a motherfucking table over the back of a couple of faggots and crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic. I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Feel my wrath of attack. Rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad. It's actually disastrously bad for the whack while the massively constructing this masterpiece. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap, box, slap, box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that hard, that hard. Everybody wants a key and a secret to rap immortality like I have got. Will there be truth for the blueprint? To be raging, you feel exuberant. Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Now I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, W-A-Q-K, dot Rin, Yellow Easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to intake, grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC, induct him into the motherfucking Rakim's Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church and burst in a ball of flame. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You fags think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flame. Off of planking, tell me what in the fuck are you thinking? Little gay looking boy, so gay I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy. Boy, they that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy. You get a thumbs up pat on the back and a way to go from your label every gay looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'm a work for everything I have, never ask nobody for shit, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod, back, nod. The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR. Dale and Hart of the trailer park, the white trash guard. Kneel before General Zod, this planet's Krypton. No, Asgard, Asgard. So you be Thor, I'll be Odin. Be Broden, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep throating. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. Me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure I'm wearing a chicken scratch, I'm scribbling doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind. Do I crunch rhymes? But sometimes when you combine up here with the skin color of mine, you get too big and it comes trying to sing to you like that one line I said on a back from the Mathers LP1 when I tried to step, take 7 hits from Columbine, put them all in a line, at an AK-47, a revolver and a 9. See if I get away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm morphing into an immortal, coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though. And I don't know what the fuck that you mind for. You're pointless as Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You like normal for being normal. And I just bought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot you. Like when Fabulous made Ray J mad. The sad said he was like a faggot. Mayweather's passing into a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24/7 special on a cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. It's coming at you with supersonic speed.
Summer,
you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is take a second off of me and it'll glue to you. And devastating, more than ever demonstrating how to give a motherfucking audience a feeling like it's levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the
another day to think and say I fell off to be celebrating. Cause I know the way to get it motivated. I make elevating music. You make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous. They can use it. It's not hip hop, it's pop. Cause I found a hella way to fuse it. With rock, shock rap, with die. Someone lose your stuff, I make them lose it.
I don't know how to make songs like that. I don't know what words to use.
Let me know when it occurs to you while I'm ripping any one of these verses. The verses you curtains, I'm inadvertently hurting you. How many verses I gotta murder to prove that if you were half as nice as songs, you could sacrifice virgins to,
School flunky, pill junkie, but look at the accolades. These skills brung me, full of myself, but still hungry. I bully myself cause I make me do what I put my mind to. When I'm a million leagues above you, ill when I speak in tongues, but it's still tongue in cheek. Fuck you, I'm drunk. Satan, take the fucking wheel. I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice. Still chunky but funky, but in my head there's something I can feel, tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils and here's what they want from me.
They're asking me to eliminate some of the women hate. But if you take into consideration the bitter hate that I have, then you may be a little patient and more sympathetic to the situation and understand the discrimination. But fuck it, life's handing you lemons, make lemonade then. But if I can't battle the women, how the fuck am I supposed to bake them a cake then? The mistake of the it's a fatal mistake if you think I need to be overseas and take a vacation to trip abroad and make a fall on a face. And don't be a retard, be a king, think not. Why be a king when you can be a god?
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the return of us. Well, who else? Us. I know being off the airwaves for like a couple of months. It's just been, my personal life's just been hectic, and plus preparing for the Kena State show and all this other stuff that's been going on. So that's why we haven't been on the air for a while. Which I'm glad to be back, and I know she's glad to be back too. As she's giving me a weird look.
Who said I'm glad to be back? I don't want to talk to these fools.
How about you don't want to talk to these fools? What do you mean?
There's smarks out there. They're scary.
Well, of course, there ain't no but smarks out there, but especially like there was one smart that canceled his whole WWE subscription to talk about, oh, I'm sick and tired of wasting money on something that I just don't like. Well, it's like the truth of the matter is, it's like, I think it's problem with some of these, like, young people, especially the ones that, like, kind of grew up around the Attitude Era, and it's like, they've done everything that is, you know, that has been ever done in wrestling. Well, as from back then all the way up to now with, like, other wrestling federations, everything has already been done because, like, you don't have no choice to, like, recreate, you know, like, recreate, like, things that will, speak the interests of fans. So it's like, it ain't much you can do. You can do the same things, but just with different people. And it's either you either take it or leave it, or it's for sell or don't sell. So it's not like, because it's partially the fans' fault for, like, expecting too much, and it's partially, you know, the promoters and stuff fault for, like, because promoters been saying they're moving up to the day and age, and some of them is not, and, you know, some promoters think it's, like, back to the early 1900s or something like that, but if it's worth for some reason, or you get sucker into it, you just get sucker into it. Just what more can you say? But for the smart marks that's out there, well, smarts that's out there, like tonight's Raw, for example, it was actually pretty good, and I think the main event, in my opinion, although it was kind of short-lived, was in a pretty good, and everybody chanting, this is awesome, and, like, why would you hate on that, in my opinion? But although I'm upset with the But the quality, you know, the amount of matches that has been on tonight's show, which I think it should have been at least one or two more. So that, I'm disappointed at, and it's just really, like I said, it's like, it's not one of those like type of roles that they just throw in all together and stuff. They actually, you know, kind of plan on some of the stuff they wanted to do from what it seems like weeks. And, you know, if something happens, they had to rewrite some things, like with Orton not being on the show because he might have got attacked by the Wyatts, or Kane being suspended, which they really didn't talk much about the main event this Sunday, which is, like, kind of a little bit shocking because, well, the main event, of course, is going to be Hell in a Cell, but you know they're going to have another main event with Seth Rollins and Kane. They really didn't talk much about that, so are they going to squash this match? Or not going to have it, or know what's going on. And with the kickoff show, which I know some of y'all fans were complaining about with Tag Team Randy Orton and Dean Ambrose versus the Wise, which is Luke Harper and Braun Strowman. And this is going to be kind of interesting since Eric Rowan had returned tonight as well. So this is going to be kind of weird and kind of like different.
The problem is, in my opinion, I'm sorry to over talk you on this, is this. There are too many people out there, okay, who don't understand the history of wrestling.
Okay.
They don't understand the reason why Ric Flair is so revered in a profession.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the kids out there who are watching it now are just, you know, oh, it's Ric Flair, woo, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand the Four Horsemen and, you know, all of that lot that led up to this. And what they don't realize is that when it comes to this whole Attitude Era deal, the Attitude Era goes in waves. Go back to when you had the likes of the Bushwhackers still wrestling, Midnight Dreams still wrestling, all of those groups and everything. If you think of how vicious it was and everything then as well, then you went through that lull period again. And that lull period brought out the likes of Hulk Hogan. That's why Hulk Hogan was such a big thing. A lot of times they do a lot of these things based on what's going on in the world and current events. And let's
mm-hmm.
be perfectly honest, with the school shootings, with the unrest in the Middle East, with ISIS and all that lot, WWE is trying to be sensitive because there's a lot of things they cannot get away with. That's why the whole business with Rusev was squashed so quickly, because there was hostility going on between the US and Russia over different things. Now, when things are quieting down again, and as you see, it's starting on the upturn again. Now, yeah, there are still world events going on that are causing problems,
mm-hmm.
but they're quieting down. So if you look at the wrestling in regards to that, things are starting to go off. You have got the Wyatt family and Roman Reigns and all that lot battling it out. You've got now Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker and everything. It's starting to not have it. It's not the Attitude Era. That's done with. That's over. Put it in an envelope. Put a Bobby stamp on it. Mail it off to the archives. It's done. They won't go back to that. They're trying to make a new era. And fans have got to realize that. It can't stay the same, or we're going to be stuck in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be the same. It has to move on. You may not like it, but you'll get used to it, and there will be something that comes out of it that makes you say, you know what, I like that. That was good. That was good. You just have to watch it and find it. You can't just not watch like 6 weeks of wrestling and come back for one show and go, oh, same as when I left it. You know what I mean? You have to watch it to see where they're going.
And right, actually watch it, not just...
Not just piddle and complain about it.
Just complain, and post, talking through it, complain, talk through it, watch, complain. Like, really, really focus on watching the show, not just, oh, you saw one part. Nope, I ain't going to watch it. I'm going to talk about something else.
There's some crap that has been on there. Because you and me have looked at each other sometimes and gone, what the hell are they thinking?
Yeah, there's been some moments that it's been like that.
We
that is
each
true.
Other and we're like, I want some of what they're on because it's obviously working for them. And we have seen that. We have seen that a few times.
Right.
But you have to watch it. You can't just gaze over it and think, okay. You seriously have to watch it.
Right, it's just like people complain about who they're trying to put on, but they don't realize it's like, yeah, you guys are investing in WWE or TNA or whoever federation you're watching. Yeah, you're investing in that, but the thing is like, you're not giving some of these federations like the time of day because you expect too much.
And the other issue that I have as well, the other issue I have with some of this as well is the fact that there are a lot of people involved in the wrestling world, so to speak, who believe that's the be-all and end-all of everything.
Mm-hmm.
That there are no other challenges or other ways that you can go forward and move on and things. It has to be, as we just said, it has to be this way or no way. You've got to be flexible. You've got to understand what's going on in order to, you know, make things different and to make things work. And if you're not willing to, then I'm sorry, but it isn't going to work.
Right. Yeah, you're right about that. Well, just something up that, like I was saying, like, people going to think, like, tonight's Raw is like, oh, it's stuck. It's probably not even that good. It's probably stuck.
But they're building up to Sunday. You know what?
Yeah, they are.
And let's be perfectly honest, there haven't been too many wrestlers that have been
wrestling
for Sunday. They've got no choice. They have to wrestle. And what they're trying to do is to, you know, do it in such a way where there's action still going on.
Mm-hmm.
But there's calm and some, you know, just chill out type of deal going on as well. Because otherwise, that's how you get injuries and everything.
Right, and like with some people, it's like, I understand you see some of the same wrestlers like every week, but since y'all over there attacking on one wrestler being on the doing the same thing every single week, do y'all see what they doing with Seth Rollins as of late? And do y'all see what they did with past champions as of late?
It's not only that as well. It's, you know, there's the fans are to blame for the direction that things go in at times.
Yeah.
Because if you keep on cheering and booing for certain people, then that's who they're going to go with.
Mm-hmm.
If you boo for Rusev and for, the Wyatt family and everything, okay, they're going to keep pushing Rusev and the Wyatt family as being healed.
Mm-hmm.
You keep cheering for Roman Reigns and for this wrestler and that wrestler, they're going to keep them and they're going to keep them in the forefront. They're going to keep pushing.
Yeah, I agree with
you. If you want to see your wrestler that you really like get pushed further and be in more main focus, then you as a fan do something about it. Go and buy his shirt. Go and cheer him on.
Mm-hmm.
Join the fan site and be like, oh my God, such and such. You know, God's WWE's website. You know, what's going on with so-and-so? Why aren't we seeing him? Come on, bring back and do that. There are thousands of people out there who that's what they do every day.
Right, it just...
And if you're not willing to do it, then I'm sorry, but then you're part of the problem as to why these things aren't happening. And don't sit there and bitch about it. Do something about it.
Yeah, I do agree with you that this is like how the direction that they're going with certain things is because of the fans.
Yeah.
And I can understand there's some things that, you know, some shows just put on and just thinking like, what?
Yeah.
I can understand that, but like half of that is like either A, is the fans' fault, B, they have to put like time in there for like, you know, to add something just to have, like, the rest period for some wrestlers or the rest period
and
for
I
action.
Agree, and I agree that they do need...
That was Robert.
That was Robert.
Uh-huh.
They do have to have a rest period. We know that. And I understand that completely. But what I'm saying is if you've got a wrestler out there who you want to see more of,
mm-hmm.
then for the love of God... do something about it. You know what I mean?
Right, because canceling the network and not watching WWE is not going to do anything. As many what it's going to do is going to focus on the fans that's really there, that's going to stick with them since day one. It's going to entertain them. And the funny thing is like the shows that they do live when you're there is more interesting than when you see it on TV because you're right there. Because I think.
But the other thing is that these people have got to understand that at the end of the day, they're out to make money.
Yeah, that's how it is with business.
Yeah.
They're out there to make money.
And you've got to do what it takes if you want to. If you want it to be different, then you've
got to
do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Like, let's just say, for instance, like a wrestler, a popular one. Let's just say Ring of Honor, for instance. He appears to like a meet and greet and he signs and stuff, and he has like tons and tons of people. That's gonna send a message to people at that company, just like. Yeah, he's really, really over.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing they do when they do these, like, special appearances in these meet and greets at, let's just say Comic-Con or, like, independent scene. They make, like, a special appearance and sign autographs. That's like, oh, okay, this person is over.
Yeah. You've got to help them do that.
Yep.
So do the meet. I mean, God, how many ones have we been to where we've waited what seems like forever?
Mm-hmm. It's been plenty.
You just got to do it, though.
Right, exactly. It just seems like people just rather, like, whine and complain than try to, like, do something about it to show some support.
Yeah.
And it's just sad, and... I don't know, it's just some fans just need to just start growing up and stop ruining it for, like, the fans that's actually, like, enjoying it and things
sadly,
like that.
No, it won't change. Not anytime
soon. I got a question for you. Okay, I'll just wait till you...
I'm walking around. I got stuff to do. Why?
Okay.
What's the question?
The question is, do you think social media ruined wrestling? You don't think so?
No.
Why?
Because social media helps people get together and talk about things, and, you know, get their viewpoints across, tell people what they like, what they don't like, help promote things better. Yeah, there have been times, but it's like with everything, where social media, you could say it with all events, like with sports and basketball, football, music, it's made it easier to voice your opinions on things, but I don't think it's ruined it, because there are a lot of things, there's a lot of wrestling and stuff that you hear about that if you didn't have social media, how would you know about it? How would people know about Ring of Honor? How would people know about, you know, some of the Japanese wrestling? How would you know about, where, you know, all these different things that go on?
That is kind of a good point. But I do have one more.
What?
Do you think some of the people in social media ruined wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
So it's more like people in the social media than the social media itself.
Yeah, I don't think that it's social media that ruined wrestling. I think that, as you just said, there were certain people within social media who have caused the problem.
Yep, enough said. I do agree with that. But as I, because I know we're going to talk, we can talk about this subject like all day long and stuff like that. So let's just get to what happened on Raw tonight. Yeah, Stone Cold Steve Austin kicked off Raw, and you have, they introduced Undertaker, then Brock Lesnar came out, and it looked like it was going to be a little scrapple, but that didn't happen. Six-man tag. Which has been a couple of six-man tags they had today, or tag team matches. John Cena and Dudley Boy versus The New Day. The thing is, like, before I talk about who wins with The New Day, here's another example that we're talking about. We have New Day coming in as faces and everybody booing the crap out of them. Then when they become heels, some of y'all still boo the crap out of them, while some of us do cheer. And that change of pace or whatever with the New Day, like, I still cheer for them because it's the fans' fault for why they're now heel and they was, like, at first base. So that's probably the only reason I would say I would cheer for a bad guy is because if it's the fans, that's the one to blame for booing this guy and making them turn heels. The New Day did win the match. It was a tag team match. Alicia Fox and Nikki Bella versus Naomi and Sasha Banks. Nikki Bella did get the pin, so Alicia Fox and Nikki Bella won the match. Seth Rollins and Ryback. Seth Rollins won that match. An interesting six-man tag that's actually going to happen this Sunday as well, with Dolph Ziggler, Cesaro, and Neville versus King Barrett, Rusev, and Sheamus. King Barrett, Rusev, and Sheamus did win that match. Charlotte and Brie Bella had a one-on-one. Charlotte won the match. Kevin Owens versus Mark Henry, which was a little bit interesting, but Kevin Owens did win that match. And I guess I was surprised what Ryback did. He ended up powerbombing Kevin Owens, but then again, from their previous matches, we saw the strength of Ryback and what he did to Kevin Owens, the person that size before. And although this reunion didn't last, it's The Shield versus the Wyatt family. Yes, I said it. Although they claim it's not like a little reunion, but it was a little bit of a reunion. Yeah, teaser. Although it didn't last long, Seth Rollins claimed he had an injury and went out the match. So the Wyatt family, which were Braun Strowman, Eric Roman, and Bray Wyatt, and they won the match by disqualification. Dean Ambrose came out with a kendo stick, started beating the crap out of him. Then Roman Reigns came out, oh, wow, that was kind of quick. And I guess they doing, like, little minute commercial breaks or whatever. But, anyway, it was good that they had, some of the, throwback wrestlers in there, like Steve Austin, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels. That segment with Shawn Michaels and Seth Rollins, that was pretty good. Overall, I'm not saying it was a bad Raw or the go-home Raw. I am going to try to do a pre-show. It's going to be on YouTube this coming Saturday. And also, I do finally have a blog, so this video probably will be on the vlog because right now I'm recording and it will be on, of course, on YouTube and be on my new blog. So it will be posted on my Facebook page of the blogs that I read. So hopefully y'all check that out. And I guess according to on-air radio, we're out of time. So We're glad to be back, and we're glad that y'all are listening in and watching the show. Until then, see you next week, or see you this Saturday for the YouTube, and also see you this Sunday for after the pay-per-view. Good night, everybody.